Sederus Nebetzeres is generously sponsored by the Mueller family in memory of Henry Mueller, Shimon Ben Pinchas, and by Yelad Avram Foreman for a Refuah Shleima Hadassah Rachel Bas Chana Golda. One last snippet on the four assays that we say in Elokai Netzor. Assay Leman Shemech, Assay Leman Yiminech, Assay Leman Kiddushasech, Assay Leman Torasecha. We offered an introduction and we've gone through each of those expressions, but I want to share with you an amazing Chassam Sofer. The end of the Sefer Likutei Chaim Ben Chaver, concerning the minhag of his rav, the esteemed Chassam Sofer, it says the following: B'chol shana parshas Noach, Omar al-Pasuk es kashti nasati ba'anan. Every year in parshas Noach, the great Chassam Sofer would mention, when it comes to the verse that describes that Hashem put the es kashti, I've set my rainbow in the cloud, ki kashti rashi tevos kedushasi shmi torasi yemini. That the word kashti, my rainbow, my bow, is an acronym, is a Rosh Tevos for those four words, which the Talmud of Chassam Sofer explains is an allusion to the end of the Amidah. Asay leman shemecha, yiminecha, torasecha, kedushasecha, kashti. Es kashti nasati ba'anan. This is a reference. And it's a very cryptic comment by the Chassam Sofer. What in the world does the end of the Amidah and these four assays, the argument we're making about why Hashem should accept our tefillah, what does that have to do with the pasuk in Parshas Noach? So the Talmud, the Likutei Chaim Ben Chaver, explains, and the amazing Shvili Pinchas, or Pinchas Friedman, Shlita elaborates in a beautiful, beautiful mimer on it, and says the following. The Gemara Brachos Dav Lamed Beis tells us that Miyom Shechorot Beis HaMikdash Ninalu Sharei Tefillah. From the time the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the gates of Tefillah have been locked. Where did Chazal, where did our rabbis get that from? A pasuk in Eicha. In the third parak of Eicha, the pasuk says that you wrap yourself in a cloud that even tefillah cannot pierce. Hashem is wrapped, specifically the pasuk describes, be'anan. Hashem is wrapped in a cloud, and even tefillah can't pierce or penetrate, even our heartfelt prayer can't arrive at the where Hashem is. The tour presents a medrash, the tour in Or HaChaim, as we've been learning, that kol azar is lomer dalet var malalu, whoever says these four assays, zocha u'mekabel, Pnei Ashchina. The Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch, quotes this. He changes the word Zariz to Kol HaRagil. Whoever has the habit, whoever has the minog, the custom of the end of the Amidah, saying these four assays, they are Mekabel Pnei Ashchina. Where is that from? As Kashri says, the Chassam Sofer, just as Hashem can be found even in the cloud, even though the gates of Tefillah are locked and you can't access Him, He's hiding, He's concealed behind the cloud. How do we penetrate and pierce the cloud? How do our tefillahs arrive at Him nonetheless? As kashti nasati ba'anan, rashi tevos, kedushasi, shemi, torasi, yemini. What does one thing have to do with the other? So the Shvili Pinchas, or Pinchas Friedman, explains based on an amazing insight of the Bnei Yisachar. The Halakha Bnei Yisachar says that when a person davens because of a personal prayer, a personal matter, something that you're lacking, that you need, a crisis, or a distressing, there's no guarantee that tefillah will be answered. But when a person davens because of Tzar Hashchina, when a person davens because they think there's a Chil Hashem, that the world is godless, the world doesn't see and embrace, and the world doesn't observe and obey, is not compliant to Hashem, such a tefillah will always be answered. Says the Bnei Yisachar, how can he make such an assertion? If we had the time, I would learn it and read it with you inside. Says the Bnei Yisachar, how can he make such an assertion that when it's our own personal need or distress, Hashem may or may not answer? But when we're saying that which we need, it's a Chil Hashem Hashem. Somebody's sick, Klal Yisrael are lacking, are attacked, are a target, the rise of anti-Semitism, forget us, it's because of you. How can you say that? So Bnei Yisachar says that it's a very simple explanation. When we daven for our own needs, there are arguments in favor and there are arguments against. Kodesh Baruch Hu looks at us, grabs our file and says, here are the reasons I should answer, but here are the reasons maybe I shouldn't. But when we daven for Hashem Himself, there's no argument against. The ultimate argument, the most compelling and persuasive argument, an argument that has no answer, is that Hashem, for you, for you. So therefore, we can appreciate that anyone who utters these four things, Asay Leman Shemecha, Asay Leman Yeminecha, Asay Leman Torasecha, Asay Leman Kedushasecha, is guaranteed. How are you mekabel panei Ashchina? It doesn't say that you're answered. Others say that you're answered. But it doesn't say the Torah, the Shulchan Aruch don't say your answer. They say you're mekabel panei Hashkina. What does that mean? It means the cloud that was concealing Hashem that you couldn't get access, even Shari Tefillah Ninalu, the gates of prayer were locked. How can you still get into that cloud? As kashri nasati be'anan. When you make the tefillah, when are Shari Tefillah Ninalu? When are the gates of tefillah locked? And we can't pierce or penetrate, we can't access? When it's a personal plea. But if our tefillah is because Hashem, Shechinta begalusa, we're davening for you, the Tzar Hashchina, as Kashti Nasati, Kashti is the Rosh Tevos, the four Aseis. Now even though Shari Tefillah are Ninalu, now as Kashti Nasati, where? Be'anon. The same Anon that Eicha tells us that Shari Tefillah are Ninalu, your tefillah can't reach, that's when it's for ourselves. But when our tefillah is for Him, then we can reach. Now the B'nai Yisrael does caution, we're out of time, maybe we'll pick up with this tomorrow night just to finish it off, because it's fascinating. It's a little detour from Siddur Snippets. It's Siddur Snippets. It's that four essays. But he says, how do you know if you're really davening for yourself or for Him? For every one of us, we're going to say, Hashem, it's a chil Hashem if I don't win the lottery. Hashem, it's a chil Hashem if I don't have a bigger house, a nicer vacation, a private plane. It's a chil Hashem for me to not have these things. How do we know if we're really davening for our own personal need or it's bothering us the Tzar Hashchina? Because if we're not authentic, it doesn't work. It's not some trick, some shtick. You can't just at the end of davening have some kavana. Everything I asked you for, yeah, do it for you, not for me. That's what I was thinking all along. It doesn't work that way. So how do you know if it's going to pierce the anan? As kashtin asati be anan, how do you know? Pick up with tomorrow night.